Animals are becoming noisier, and it's having serious consequences for patients. The study says hospitalizations has quadrupled since the 1960s. That has led to a range of health problems for patients. The noise can delay hearing, made it hard to sleep, and even lead to miscommunication. Dennis Martin reporting, USA Radio Network News.
Born at 24 weeks and weighing just over 1 pound, little Timmy Kelly's premature birth left him blind and with little chance of ever walking. Then, his parents found help and hope at a Shriners hospital.
Timmy's life would have been drastically different without the intervention of Shriners.
At Shriners, Timmy underwent a series of complex surgeries.
It's not just the medical quality of care, it's the whole environment that has really makes it nice.
Shriners Hospitals offer some of the world's best orthopedic, spinal cord, and burn medical care to children totally free of charge. And they combine that care with innovative teaching and progressive research programs.
Shriners create miracles, and we have one that lives with us, so we're very fortunate.
I can walk, and it's because of Shriners Hospital.
There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America, and a happy Thanksgiving to everyone here on the Inside Scoop. We have a special holiday program for you, one to really get you into the holiday spirit. One of the best ways, I think, to celebrate a holiday is to tell a story. The story I have to tell you is perhaps an unusual one. It's one about the Sith Lord who became vice president in an empire in a galaxy far, far away. Long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was a federation called the Amerikan Federation. The federation led a time of peace and prosperity, with its beloved leader, Clint William. The Amerikan Federation had the best of times. It was well-loved all throughout the galaxy. It was said that Clint William was such a wise and benevolent leader, he could even feel the pain of his subjects. So great was his use of the Force, the light side of the Force. The Sith Lords were very unhappy. They had ruled under Prince George I. They did not like Clint William. They needed to take him down. They knew, in fact, that Clint William, though beloved, had a flaw. It was a sexual flaw. They knew that they could use his sexual flaws against him. So they brought all manner of women toward him, all manner of beasts, every kind in the galaxy, until they found one that would cause the beloved leader, Clint William, to actually forsake his vows to his wife. And then the people of the Amerikan Federation, every walk of life, turned against their beloved leader, Clint William. His son, Albert, who was fully expected to take over in the manner of his father and lead the galaxy in peace and prosperity, saw that the Amerikans were not so beloved with him anymore. And the darkest of the Sith Lords, the one that used the darkest of the Force, was, of course, Darth Chaney. Darth Chaney was determined to take power for his own. He knew that he himself, having the defect of manner, the defect of being, someone who could only shout obscenities, he knew that he himself could not be the leader. So he looked, and he found himself a son, the son of the former Prince George. The son was a ne'er-do-well, someone who hang out in all the galaxy bars, was known to get in trouble with a spaceship from time to time. But he knew that this man, this boy really, was a useful idiot, someone who he could control, someone who he could manage, someone who he could use to take over the Empire. George confronted Albert, the son of Clint William, and in a battle almost to the death, Albert actually won the duel, would take over the Federation and rule it in the way of Clint William. But Darth Chaney knew that he had Dark Lords on his side. He went to Scalia the Hutt, and Scalia the Hutt declared the duel invalid. He said, "We cannot count that duel. We have to count in a new way, and we can take over the galaxy." And so, in the year 2000, Darth Chaney and his charge, Prince George II, took over the galaxy and created the Empire. It would be an empire of treason, an empire of torture, an empire where people would be spied on in their homes, an empire where you could be picked up in the middle of the night and put in prison for life and never, ever have a trial. What would happen to this empire? What would be the result? How would Darth Chaney rule? To hear that, you'll have to tune in after the break.
Dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. E. Mord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain...
I'm trying to eat.
When indoors, in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to past gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, a very special edition of the Inside Scoop, as I tell the story of Darth Chaney, a man who loves treason, torture, and the dark side of the Force. And if you want to comment on this story, you're welcome to do so. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. When last we left Darth Chaney, he and his charge, Prince George II, had just taken over the galaxy. He had become the Empire. He didn't have complete rule, of course. No, there were still some of Clint William that controlled the Parliament of the American Federation, and they stood in his way. Darth Chaney tried to help all his allies who created the great materials used by the American Federation. Holly and Burton, his two main companies, controlled most of the natural resources needed for the American Federation to prevail. And as he worked hard to try to get more and more resources to feed the Sith Lord's horrible hunger of this resource called oil, they needed more, the Lords, the Sith Lords needed to eat more oil. He did not have enough, but he knew. He knew that on the planet Irak, there was a large, large supply of oil to feed his Sith Lords. But there was a problem. Irak was not part of the American Federation. It lay outside the galaxy. He had to have that oil, that sweet-tasting oil. He had to feed on that oil. But what to do? What to do? He designed plans. 10 days after taking over the Empire, there were plans dividing up the planet Irak into several different oil fields. Some for Holly, some for Burton, some for his friends all over the globe. But how to take it? How to get the people of the American Federation, his loyal subjects, to agree to take over a planet that had never attacked, that had never harmed American Federation before? What to do? Well, he knew that its leader was not a benevolent leader. Its leader, Saddam, was in fact an awful leader who mistreated the people of his planet. But he also knew that not only the American Federation, but all the people on the light side of the Force could not countenance a war against a planet that had not harmed the American Federation. So what was he to do? He knew if he could only argue that there was an attack that was going to happen on the American Federation, he could use that attack as a reason to go and take the oil on his own. And to his luck and to his joy, just such an attack occurred. On a fateful day, bandits came and attacked the universe. They came and attacked the American Federation. They killed thousands of innocent people. And Darth Chaney knew. knew that he could use that attack to get the oil for his Sith Lords. He could indeed rule the Empire. But there was a problem. The people of the American Federation wanted to go after the bandits that killed people. They didn't want to go after a planet to get oil. No, he had to create an idea that, in fact, that planet was going to attack. So, he went throughout the galaxy and he said all kinds of things. On September 8, 2002, he said, quote, "It is now public that, in fact, Saddam, the ruler of Iraq, has been seeking to acquire, and we've been able to intercept and prevent him from acquiring through this particular channel, aluminum tubes necessary to build a centrifuge. We do know," Darth Chaney said, "with absolute certainty," and this is a direct quote from Darth Chaney, "that Saddam Hussein is using his procurement system to acquire the equipment he needs in order to enrich uranium to build a nuclear weapon." The American Federation was in danger, Chaney said, and he knew it with absolute certainty. He argued it was pretty well confirmed, he said, December 9, 2001. It was pretty well confirmed that those bandits that attacked did meet with Saddam Hussein. In fact, he even argued that a commission set up by the American Federation, the 9/11 Commission, said the meeting did occur, even though the commission had said that it didn't. Darth Chaney knew that there were people that would believe him, that would never read the long and ugly and torturous reports of the commission. Indeed, he went farther. He argued that Saddam, the ruler of Iraq, quote, "has had high-level contacts with the Al-Qaeda bandits going back a decade and provided training to Al-Qaeda terrorists." It wasn't true. Darth Chaney knew it wasn't true. In fact, the information had come from someone identified as a likely fabricator. The CIA said it wasn't true. But Darth Chaney wasn't going to let truth stop him. He was on a roll to protect his new emperor, Prince George. And when we come back, we will discuss how he changed the American Federation in order to help Prince George rule. We'll be back after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob McConnell, and as the host of the X-Zone Radio Show, I know that miracles really do happen. The IISR is asking for your support to help spinal regeneration get into the clinical trial stages. Spinal regeneration research will not only help those with spinal cord injuries, but will also help those with neurological diseases. Give today and let those know who are suffering that you really do care and that you want to be part of this real medical miracle. Help support doctors, scientists, and researchers who have come so far and are so close to making this miracle happen, and all it needs is your support. Please give generously. To make your online donation or to find out more about spinal regeneration, please visit the International Institute for Spinal Regeneration at www.iisr.net. That's www.iisr.net. Or mail your donation to the IISR, 762 Upper James Street, Suite 266, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L9C3A2.
There's a resort called Give Kids the World where children with life-threatening illnesses can fill their week with pure joy. Kids and their families indulge in simple pleasures like swimming, visiting local Orlando theme parks, and eating unlimited ice cream, all for free. Call 800-995-KIDS or visit the Give Kids the World website at gktw.org and help give them a time to remember. Brought to you by Give Kids the World and the Ad Council.
H-A. This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're telling a special story today, the story of the Sith Lord, Darth Chaney, who took over the Amerikan Federation based on lies based that there was going to be an attack complete with a mushroom cloud that would destroy the Amerikan Federation, an attack that would come from a planet that just happened to have a lot of oil, which the Sith Lords coveted. And as the Empire took over the Amerikan Federation, as the dark side of the Force grew, a dark cloud grew across the land. The Amerikan Federation used to believe in principles like innocent until proven guilty, like that you don't torture your fellow man. Sure, the Amerikan Federation would put away criminals, but they would charge them with a crime. They would even give them a right to have a defense, a right to confront their accusers, a right to determine if indeed they had committed the crime. Yes, there was something called a Bill of Rights, a Bill of Freedoms, that existed back when it was under the rule of the benevolent Clint William. Darth Chaney was determined to get rid of this Bill of Rights. He knew that his enemies could not be tolerated. He knew that people had to be picked up out of their homes, spied on. In fact, he called spying on people patriots. Yes, by using words not normally used that way. It used to be a patriot was a person who defended his country. But no, Darth Chaney called a patriot someone who spied on his fellow human beings, someone who made up lies about evil attacks, lies that Darth Chaney knew were lies. Indeed, he had problems. People inside the government, people actually working for Darth Chaney, some of them still had love and affection for Clint William. And even those that didn't like Clint William, some of them still liked their country. The man in charge of the money, the man in charge of the treasury, Paul O'Neill, defected to the light side of the Force, actually showed the press the maps where Darth Chaney had divided up the planet Irak into separate sectors to take care of all its oil. Then, his chief of anti-terrorism, the man he had used to fight the bandits, a true patriot by the name of Richard Clark, someone who, in fact, Darth Chaney himself had urged to take over the Amerikan Federation when he hid from the bandits. You see, the bandits came and they attacked even the residents of Darth Chaney himself. Darth Chaney could not, he was a coward, of course, he could not stand to stay there, so he hid deep, deep into the bowels of the planet. And he left Richard Clark there to defend. Richard Clark was there protecting all that is good against the bandits as Darth Chaney hid in the ground. Richard Clark was truly a hero. There were other heroes. A man by the name of Joseph Wilson had indeed been the last one to meet with Saddam of planet Iraq. The last one to try to bring peace to the world. People like Joe Wilson, who at the time, long ago, under Prince George I, who he also served, had saved hundreds of people of the Amerikan Federation when they were confined in an embassy on another evil planet called Iran. These were heroes, Joe Wilson. These were heroes, Richard Clark. And they were coming out to denounce Darth Chaney, to say that Darth Chaney had lied, to say that Darth Chaney should be stopped, that indeed he wasn't giving the right information to the people of the Amerikan Federation. No, Darth Chaney was taking all the intelligence and only picking out the things that he liked. They told the truth. They told about Richard Pearl, who worked for Darth Chaney, who said, and this is a quote from Pearl, "If you're walking down the street, if you're not looking for hidden treasure, you won't find it. If you're looking for it, you may find something. In this case, the CIA hasn't been looking. Pearl knew that the CIA had no evidence that Saddam was any threat whatever to the American Federation. But Cheney, Darth Cheney, had to stop Richard Clark, had to stop Joe Wilson. How did he do it? We'll find out right after the break.
This is Newsbreak. A Virginia jury has found 24-year-old American citizen Ahmed Abu Ali guilty of conspiring with and aiding al-Qaeda and plotting to kill President Bush. Ali faces life in prison when he's sentenced February 7. Formal charges have been brought against American citizen Jose Padilla. He and others are accused of running a U.S. terrorist support cell that provided money and recruits for jihad operations overseas. He's also charged with plotting to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb inside the United States. A Texas judge has delayed a decision on Congressman Tom DeLay's request to dismiss conspiracy and money laundering charges against him. Stocks closed higher across the board. The Dow gained 51 points to 10,871. NASDAQ was up 12 points to 2,253. In keeping with White House tradition, President Bush has presidentially pardoned two Thanksgiving turkeys. More news at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Welcome to the Great and Acid Taste Test. The first group finds Tums chalky and gritty. The second group thinks Rolaids soft chews. They're chewy and delicious.
Hey, why can't we have the Rolaids?
Obviously, and acid users prefer the taste and texture of Rolaids soft chews to Tums EX, and they neutralize 56% more acid.
Give me those.
All right, get your own.
Rolaids soft chews. Chewy, not chalky. Neutralization based on lab tests. Preference based on consumer tests. Use as directed. Please, don't.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
High cholesterol increases the risk of heart disease, but it may not be the biggest factor. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that inflammation is more important. Researchers followed more than 27,000 women for 8 years. Those who had high levels of C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation, were twice as likely to experience a stroke or heart attack or death from cardiovascular disease. C-reactive protein was a much better predictor of such problems than high levels of bad LDL cholesterol. This study may prompt physicians to start looking at other factors besides cholesterol in their attempt to prevent heart attacks and strokes. Anti-inflammatory drugs and antibiotics may end up becoming new weapons in the fight against heart disease. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to a very special edition of the Inside Scoop as we tell the story of Darth Lord Regent Dick Cheney. He only needs a mask and heavy breathing to rival Darth Vader as the master of the dark side of the Force. A traitor to his country, the evil and brilliant Dark Lord Cheney ruled its weak puppet president, obedient Prince George II, with an iron fist. Under Cheney's rule, a nation that was once a light unto others now ranks as one of the most despised. Clint William believed in open government. But Darth Lord Cheney believed in secret government. He did not want the people of the American Federation to know, in fact, that he was transferring all the resources of the American Federation to his friends. His friends who were steeped in slimy oil. His friends who would rise up from the deep. Slime creatures who wanted oil, oil, more oil. Oil because it was oil that was necessary to let them ooze through the slime deep in the bowels of the galaxy. He changed the policy of Clint William. The policies that used to be that you used to have a trial before you were thrown in jail. The policies against torture. No, Darth Cheney loved torture. Torture was what he was all about. Torture was indeed made the Sith Lords happy. He set up tribunals, military tribunals. Tribunals where no judge could find out what went on. Indeed, his crimes came to rival that of the same Saddam whose planet he would take over. As he worked to increase the power of his puppet president, obedient Prince George II, he told lie after lie after lie to the American people, each one trying to focus the innocent people of the American Federation against this hypothetical danger. This weak planet headed by Saddam, this weak leader, who would never attack the powerful American Federation, he knew. If he could focus the American attention on that, they'd forget the bandits who had attacked on September 11th, and they would focus only on the planet where all the oil was located. But he had to make up lies, very specific lies, arguing, in fact, that Saddam was ready to take over and attack the American Federation with the most powerful weapons known in the galaxy, and those were nuclear weapons. So here's what he said. Here's what he said, as reported on CNN in 2002. He said, quote, Saddam's been free. We know he has to continue to improve his chemical weapons capability. We know he has worked to and has succeeded in improving his biological weapons capability. And we're confident that it has also begun once again to try to acquire a nuclear weapon. September 8, 2002, he said, we know with absolute certainty that Saddam Hussein is using his procurement system to acquire the equipment he needs in order to enrich uranium to build a nuclear weapon. He said it was pretty well confirmed that Iraq was meeting with those Al-Qaeda bandits, even though a document in his own government by the Defense Intelligence Agency, in his own government, said in February 2002 that the detainee who was lying to him, the Al-Qaeda person, was purposely trying to get the American Federation to focus on Saddam and not on Al-Qaeda. The document said, quote, that Ibn al-Sheikh al-Libi was intentionally misleading the debriefers. That didn't stop Cheney. August 26, 2002, he declares, quote, simply stated, there is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. He says on March 16, 2003, on Meet the Press, let's talk about the nuclear proposition for a minute. We know that based on intelligence that Saddam Hussein has been very, very good at hiding these kinds of efforts. He's had years to get good at it, and we know he's been absolutely devoted to trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons. Well, the American people were frightened. The people of the American Federation did not know what to do, and so when Darth Cheney said, we go to war, the American people decided to support war. But there was a problem. You see, people in the government, even those that had worked for Prince George I, people like Richard Clark, people like Joe Wilson, knew that Darth Cheney was full of lies. Joe Wilson had been sent by Darth Cheney himself to the dark nether regions of the universe, a place called Niger, to find out if it was true that Saddam really was trying to get nuclear weapons. And he found out that sometimes aluminum tubes are just aluminum tubes. There was no danger to the American Federation. Saddam was a weak, weak force, and though he was not a very nice ruler of his planet, he was no threat to the American Federation. And so Joe Wilson decided to come clean, to tell the American people the truth. The truth that Darth Cheney was lying. Darth Cheney had to fight back. He had to attack these people who had attacked his credibility. He ran Paul O'Neill through the gamut, attacking him as someone who was disgruntled. And he said, use the same word for Richard Clark, even though Richard Clark was the man Darth Cheney himself had trusted to lead the universe in the event of an attack. But Joe Wilson was different. Joe Wilson was someone sent by Cheney himself. How could he take him down? Darth Cheney searched and searched and contacted the Sith Lords to find out all he could about Joe Wilson. Who is Joe Wilson? What has he done? And they found out, after contacting the secret intelligence at the CIA, that Joe Wilson's wife, Joe Wilson's intimate consort, indeed worked for an intelligence agency. Joe Wilson's consort, Valerie, indeed was helping to protect the American Federation against the very weapons of mass destruction that Darth Cheney was pretending that Saddam had. So he called in his advisor, Scooter Libby, and he said, Scooter Libby, how can we take down Joe Wilson? Scooter Libby had a plan. He would contact his friends in the Galaxy newspaper, his friends who'd been so kind to him in the war to Iraq, who had accepted every word he said as the truth. And he would tell them that Joe Wilson's wife, Joe Wilson's consort, in fact, was a spy. This was the highest form of treason. Prince George I called it the highest of traitorous acts. And yet Darth Cheney knew that he had to commit treason. He had to commit treason against the American Federation if he was ever going to control it. And at that same time, just as he's outing Valerie Wilson as a spy, he goes on Meet the Press on September 14, 2003 and says, quote, no, I don't know Joe Wilson. I've never met Joe Wilson. Like I say, I don't know Mr. Wilson. I probably shouldn't judge him. I have no idea who hired him. At the same time as he was planning his dastardly plot, a plot to commit treason against the American Federation so that he could control its obedient Prince George and continue his dark rule, a dark rule of treason and torture and a takeover of all the oil in the universe. Can Darth Cheney be stopped? Can anyone stop him? You'll have to listen in and find out right after the break.
Times and occasions when only roses will do. Roses247.com searches rose growers all over the world for the season's very best and most special roses at the most reasonable prices. For this week's greatest selection of fresh, beautifully cultivated roses, chosen to convey just exactly the sentiment you want to express, get online to www.roses247.com. We've done all the screening and shopping for you. It's fast, easy, and safe to order online, just as hundreds of thousands do all the time. So for birthdays, anniversaries, special remembrances, or just to say you are very much loved, type in roses247.com. We're open around the clock at roses247.com. Roses say it best.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com, or if you forget, log on to www.talkstarradio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to a very special Inside Scoop as we tell the story of Darth Chaney, the master of the dark side of the Force. When last we left Darth Chaney, he was doing very well. He was in control of the entire empire. He had conquered, at least he thought, the planet of Saddam. And he could take its precious resource, oil, and feed it to its Sith lords. Holly and Burton and Exxon all made tremendous wealth as they oozed in all of their oil. All of Cheney's friends were happy. He had even committed treason in order to take down Ambassador Joe Wilson. And no one seemed to believe that he was actually in the back manipulating intelligence. But then came Harry Reid Skywalker. Harry Reid Skywalker was challenging Darth Chaney, saying, in fact, that he had lied about intelligence, demanding that there be investigations as to what he knew about 9/11, investigations into how he manipulated intelligence in order to get us into war with planet Saddam. Chaney refused. He said, no, government must be secret. The American people may never know what's going on. He took Veterans Day, a holiday used to honor the dead of the American Federation, and used it to take on, to attack the Democrats, led by Harry Reid Skywalker. But it wasn't just him. No, there was also Obi-Wan McCain. Obi-Wan McCain saying that America doesn't stand up for torture. Obi-Wan McCain had actually supported the attack on planet Saddam. But he knew that America was not a place for torture, and he tried to ram through the parliament a bill that would actually prevent torture in America. The parliament, surprisingly, because it had been controlled by Darth Chaney's allies, agreed with Obi-Wan McCain. They too would vote against torture. All kinds of things happened. There was a man by the name of Lawrence Wilkerson, chief of staff to a secretary of state called Colin Powell. Colin Powell was an honest man, although weak and ineffective. And Lawrence Wilkerson pointed out that indeed Darth Chaney's cabal had hijacked the American foreign policy. Powell's chief of staff reported that this cabal, a handful, had hijacked the government's foreign policy apparatus. A cabal between Darth Chaney and the Secretary of Defense, Darth Donald Rumsfeld. Indeed, Wilkerson even showed the crucial memos about torture. Wilkerson, who was in the government, showed that indeed it was Darth Chaney who asked to abuse the Iraqi prisoners. It was Darth Chaney that demanded torture. It was Darth Chaney that demanded the interrogations find the intelligence that he wanted, not what was true. And if the intelligence did not say what he wanted it to say, that Saddam was planning to attack America with nuclear weapons, people were tortured in order to find out what was true. Chaney, though, fought back. The Empire always strikes back, doesn't it? No, Chaney had to fight back. He started to rewrite the history of what went on. He claimed, the laughable claim, that the people of Parliament, including the Democrats, had the same access to intelligence that the Bush administration did, even though he was the exact person who went down to the bowels of the intelligence and manipulated it and cherry-picked it and created it to himself. It's a fact, of course. Congress did not have the same intelligence that Darth Chaney did. Charles Chaney, therefore, went to commissions. The commissions that were ordered by Chaney himself do not determine how we use the intelligence. No, the commissions were set only to find out if the intelligence was true or not. And they found out, of course, the intelligence was false. A Silberman Robb report came out and was cited by Cheney. Cited by Cheney to say that the dictator of Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and this judgment was shared by the intelligence agencies of many other nations. Of course, no one mentioned that Cheney had himself prevented the Silberman Robb report from looking into how he himself made up intelligence. There were other reports, the Dofer report, where Cheney claims that in the Dofer report, Saddam Hussein wanted to preserve his capability to reconstitute his weapons of mass destruction. He said that as recently as November 23rd, 2005. But according to Charles Dofer, the Bush administration's weapons inspector, the sanctions had forced Hussein to stop his weapons program. Cheney was in trouble. He knew that he was being caught in his lies. Prince George II wasn't seen as good anymore. A tidal wave went over a city in the American Federation, a tidal wave called Katrina, and suddenly people could see that Prince George had no idea what was going on. And the evil and brilliant Darth Cheney knew that he was in trouble. He knew that his opinion, the opinion of him, was plummeting. He knew that Americans didn't want torture. Even his trusty right-hand man, Scooter Libby, was in trouble. He'd been caught in his treason. He ordered Scooter Libby, "Fall on your sword. You must kill yourself to protect Darth Cheney." And Scooter Libby, like the minor Sith Lord that he is, knew that he himself had to fall on his sword. He had to kill himself. He had to submit to Peter Fitzgerald. Peter Fitzgerald, the prosecutor who would set things right. Peter Fitzgerald, who would take Scooter Libby and put him in prison and demand that Scooter Libby tell the truth about his boss, Darth Cheney. Would Scooter Libby confess? Would Darth Cheney be captured? Would the Empire return to the benevolence of Clint William and his lovely wife, Hillary? You'll find out when Darth Cheney concludes right after this.
Hello, I'm Mariano Rivera, to tell you about being a volunteer for the USA Freedom Corps. Everyone is capable of doing something. For example, I volunteered to be the radio spokesperson. They say, how does being a volunteer troop be the sound?
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund makes help possible. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today. Over trouble.
I will lay me down.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Of course, in the Star Wars series, you had to wait for six different programs over a course of decades. Well, as we conclude the story of Darth Chani and the evil empire, the dark side of the Force, I'm glad to say we can do so in the last few minutes. So, we'll go back to the empire, of course. It was a dark time for the Empire. After Scooter Libby was taken, Darth Chani's right-hand man, he knew that the American people began to suspect that it was he that was involved in treason against the American Federation. Only 29% of Americans found him honest and ethical. The great majority, more than 2-1, found him indeed dishonest and unethical. He found that Americans actually didn't like torture, didn't want the government spying on them, did not support what he called his patriots, who would be out lying under the beds of the Americans looking to see what they did. He replaced Libby with a man by the name of David Addington. But David Addington was as bad as Scooter Libby. Indeed, it was David Addington who wrote under Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General's name, who wrote that a law barring torture, quote, does not apply to the president's detention and interrogation of enemy combatants. He's the one that wrote that torturing suspected terrorists, quote, may be justified, unquote, and that the Geneva Conventions, which protected people, were obsolete for terrorist suspects. David Addington not only helped Darth Chani in torture, he was involved in the very treason for which Darth Chani was in trouble. Darth Chani went on the attack against his enemies. He did his last verbal cavalcade. He said that his enemies, that the allegations that he had distorted and hyped and fabricated intelligence were utterly irresponsible, corrupt, shameless, and insidious. Corrupt, shameless, dishonest, reprehensible. The very words Darth Chani used against his critics now knew were true against him. He was falling apart. He was shouting obscenities on the floor of the parliament. He was arguing that indeed those that would question his judgment were helping the terrorists themselves. But those who questioned his judgment knew that time was at hand. The American people realized that they could bring people home, that there could again be peace and prosperity, that this was not a nation that believed in attacking nations that didn't attack us, that there were more important things than oil, there actually were rights and American freedoms. And so in the great year of 2006, the American people got rid of Darth Chani, got rid of the parliament that had supported him, and used the very specter of impeachment, the same thing that he used against Clint William, to take down the evil Sith Lord. And then the wife, the consort, the true consort, not the fake consort, the true consort of Clint William, Hillary Rodham, an honorable woman in her own behalf, took over the reins of power and ruled again as her husband had ruled, in peace and prosperity, ruled indeed over a nation that was looked throughout the galaxy as a planet where everyone could love, everyone had a chance, a planet where every American could be hopeful about the future. And it was the end of the Darth Chani's rule. I hope you've enjoyed today's